It's Friday, May 10th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Fallen officers Hunter Scheel and Emily Breidenbach are honored at a memorial today in Madison. State Senator Romaine Quinn says legislation of his aims to ease health care worker shortages. A congressional subcommittee hearing will be held in Hayward about hunting access on federal lands, and new special license plates are offered by the Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Four fallen law enforcement officers will be honored over the noon hour today at the Capitol in Madison. Bob Haig has more.
All four were killed in the line of duty last year. Milwaukee officer Peter Jerving fatally shot while attempting to take a robbery suspect into custody in February. On April 8th, Chautauqua police officer Emily Breidenbach and Cameron officer Hunter Scheel were shot and killed during a traffic stop and welfare check. The driver opened fire on both officers. Less than a month later, St. Croix County Sheriff's Deputy Katie Lysing was shot and fatally wounded by a drunk driving suspect. Their names will bring the number of officers honored on the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Memorial to 293. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Staffing shortages are partly to blame for Marshfield Medical Center's decision to pause labor and delivery services in Rice Lake. State Senator Romaine Quinn says this is a problem he hopes will be solved with legislation he's worked on.
Earlier this year, I introduced legislation to expand and enhance graduate medical education programs in rural hospitals to train more physicians. The bill, which was signed into law as Wisconsin Act 185 last March, will allow more medical students to complete their residency in Wisconsin. When given that opportunity, they tend to stay in Wisconsin for their professional careers.
Marshfield has moved more staff to the Eau Claire Obstetrics Unit, a ripple effect of the closure last month of HSHS Sacred Heart Hospital Eau Claire and Prevea Health Clinics throughout the area. Marshfield will still offer prenatal and postpartum services in Rice Lake. Paul Ryan doesn't want Donald Trump back in the White House. Sean Maloney tells us more.
The Janesville native, who served as House Speaker during part of Trump's first term, telling Yahoo Finance this week that he doesn't plan on voting for his party's presumed nominee and instead plans to write in another Republican candidate. Ryan saying character is too important to him and that the presidency requires the kind of character Trump doesn't have. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A congressional subcommittee hearing will be held in Hayward on Monday afternoon. Representative Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District and the chairman of the Subcommittee on Federal Lands will host a field hearing on improving access and opportunities for hunting, fishing, and outdoor recreation on America's federal lands. The hearing will examine barriers that sportsmen and women face to accessing our federal lands and common sense solutions that promote greater hunting, fishing, and outdoor recreation opportunities. Members of the public are welcome to attend. It will be held at the Steakhouse and Lodge in Hayward at 2 p.m. The hearing will also be streamed online. Visit naturalresources.house.gov and scroll down to the calendar to find more information about the May 13th event. You'll see two new license plates on Wisconsin roads soon. Ted Aylin takes a look.
The state's Division of Motor Vehicles announced Wednesday two new special plates will be available to Wisconsin motorists. One, encouraging suicide prevention, will raise funds for suicide research and programs. The other will promote the spaying, neutering, and adoption of cats and dogs in Wisconsin, with proceeds benefiting a nonprofit called the Fixes Inn Incorporated that provides spay and neuter service for the animals. The new plates can be viewed and ordered online at the DMV website. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.